This book has been kindly donated to RNIB free of charge by HarperCollins. We're very grateful for this generosity, which enables us to make more high-quality unabridged audiobooks available to blind and partially sighted people. This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
At Bertram's Hotel by Agatha Christie, read by Stephanie Cole. In the heart of the West End, there are many quiet pockets, unknown to almost all but taxi drivers, who traverse them with expert knowledge and arrive triumphantly thereby at Park Lane, Berkeley Square, or South Audley Street. If you turn off on an unpretentious street from the park and turn left and right once or twice, you will find yourself in a quiet street with Bertram's Hotel on the right-hand side. Bertram's Hotel has been there a long time. During the war, houses were demolished on the right of it, and a little farther down on the left of it, but Bertram's itself remained unscathed. Naturally, it could not escape being, as house agents would say, scratched, bruised, and marked, but by the expenditure of only a reasonable amount of money, it was restored to its original condition. By 1955, it looked precisely as it had looked in 1939, dignified, unostentatious, and quietly expensive. Such was Bertram's, patronised over a long stretch of years by the higher echelons of the clergy, dowager ladies of the aristocracy up from the country, girls on their way home for the holidays from expensive finishing schools. So few places where a girl can stay alone in London, but of course it's quite all right at Bertram's.